Hi, welcome everyone. I hope you are staying sane, relatively sane in this very interesting and exciting time. A historic, fascinating time, while we are in our homes, juggling like we've never juggled before. We are superhuman, what we are accomplishing here. Taking care of our children from the second we wake up in the morning, taking care of our homes, the mess that's going on a constant basis is quite overwhelming. Just keeping upbeat, keeping up with every child's schedule and every Mora calling and Rebbe conference is quite exciting and difficult. But besides for that, all the stress and the worry, is quite, is really, it can get to us. It says in, that during the Makkah of Bechoros, Va'atem lo teitzu ish mi pesach beso ad boker. You need to be quarantined until the morning to spare you from the magefa. Hashem told Bnei Yisrael, if you want to be spared from this magefa, you need to have zechuyos. And Rashi explains that the zechuyos were the dam of the mila and the dam of the Karban Pesach. And that's the blood that was put on the doorposts to save Klal Yisrael from the magefa of Makas Bechoros. Sounds very familiar. This is what we're going through today. We are quarantined. We stay in our homes to save us from the magefa. And we have the zechuyos. They're not just plain old difficulties. This time of year it has to be, right? Pesach time. They mess up all our plans. And right now I'm trying to clean for Pesach and scrub my things and vacuum. And I have to do it over again every day because my kids undo it. No, this is exactly the zechuyos we need to save us from this magefa, to save us and to bring the geula and to bring us out of here. We have to recognize that the challenges we're going through are not just annoyances, but they are the ticket that we need to reach that geula. And we can't think we have to be just perfect. We have to do our jobs exactly and never fail. And it's not true. We have ups and downs. This is really, really rough. This is the Chodesh of Nisan, a good Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan tonight. The word Nisan has the root, the Shoresh of Nase. It is the month of Geula. It says in one of the tefillos for Parshas HaChodesh, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is HaChodesh Asher Yeshuos Makifos, the month that the Yeshua surrounds us. One of the Mefarshim say that Makifos doesn't just mean surrounds us, but it also means it's from the shorish of buying things on credit, meaning going to the store and not having enough money, so they put it down on credit. You'll pay me later. And this is the month of Chodesh Nisan. It is the month of Geula, but not only because we're worthy of it, not only because we are good enough and have enough zechuyos to be worthy of this geula, but because we can get it on credit. We can get our geula with just a little bit of effort, just that Hashem sees that we're trying and we're putting in whatever we could, and and just giving, putting in whatever kohos we have left. And this is our avuda. We have to realize that the opportunity of caring for our families, through the dam of the bris mila is like taking care of our children and our families and nurturing and feeding and, taking care of every last detail. And the dam of Pesach is scrubbing and cleaning and cooking and turning over. Even when we weren't planning, some of us were not even planning to be home, or some of us have never been home before, and turning our lives upside down, the things that are hardest for us now are really our tickets to Geula. And those putting in that effort and recognizing that those are what will bring us to reaching our Geula and Yeshuos, we have to be makabel on ourselves to recognize that, and even just take on small little things besides just something small, just to show Hashem we're worthy of your credit, we're worthy of you trusting in us, even though we're not perfect and we're not upbeat all the time and we're not succeeding at all times, but we're trying. And please see our efforts and see our you know, it's in our heart what we want to be, and lend us this credit and bring the Geula, and we should see Yeshuos and good health, and we should this in a minute. There was not even time for the dough to rise. We have matzah, and just boom, there was a Geula after all the toughness and horrors of Mitzrayim. And look what we're going through. This is the crazy numbers rising to the sky of people being infected and people dying and the tsaros that we're dealing with on a regular basis. They're mounting up and feeling overwhelming. But this is the time of Geula, and this is the time to tap in. And I feel very strongly that this is this whole Magefa that we're going through, this whole craziness, I feel the entire world has stopped. Everything we've ever gone through, I feel that we couldn't even hear the shofar blow. Even when Mashiach would come, our ears were stuffed with cotton, our minds were busy, everyone was so distracted by their daily lives. And now, that's it. Nobody is going anywhere. No one has anyone else to think about but their own lives, their own family. And I almost feel myself straining to hear the sound of the shofar all day. I feel like this subconscious waiting, like this must be it. We obviously needed a reset, and you know, Hashem just needed to clear our minds and give us time to have a little clarity of what's important in our lives and what our priorities should be, and what's really, really our focus. Our simchas are changing, our recognition of what's real and important and what we care about is just a whole new perspective. And this is obviously what we needed. It's quite drastic. And I think it's like a big smack in the face trying to get us focused, and we're ready. All right. We're here. We're listening. Strain those ears for the Yeshua, for the shofar, and we should see the Geula through all our zechuyos, and have Yeshuas and Klal Yisrael. Please be in touch. I'm thinking about you all, and you should just be well.